Yeah, just to ask Gemara again on Daf Lam Gimel Lam Beis, all the way at the bottom. So again, after Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came out of the Morah, and as Nisim happened, he wanted to, as a Koras HaToiv, do something good back to the city like Yaakov Avinu did. So he asked him, Omar, Eika Milsa de Boilet Kun, is anything in the city that I can help out to fix you out with? Is Omuleti told him back, yes. Eika Durkhtu is a place, the Isbeis Sofik Tumah. There's a place here that has a Sofik Tumah. We don't know, there was a mace was buried there. We don't know if it's still there. The Islu Tsar Lakhanim. There's a lot of Tsar for the Khanim. Why Lakufe? They have to go around it. A Kohen can't walk over a mace. So Trash the mace was Shoyoysa Shuk. This was a meeting place, a Shuk, a marketplace. Shah Sofik Boy, there was a Sofik Tumah there. Mokya Mavriya, people went over there, the Rabbim. The Rabbim had to walk through this into the street. Fakanam Lohayu Chayumli Kornis, and the Khanim couldn't walk through the street now. With Ne Tumah, because there's a Sofik Tumah there. With Sarach Lahakiv Derech Acher Orach, they had to go around the longer road. So there's a lot of Tsar for the Khanim. And they didn't know where the Tumah was, where the mace was buried. So the Yestam of Shim Munichoy, could you find out for us to know exactly where the mace is, to know where the Khanim can walk, where they can't walk? So Shim Nechoy asked, Omri said, Ike Inish, is there anybody here in this city, Diyoda, that knows the Ischazako Chatarva? That way before, a long time ago, does anybody remember there was one time when we know Claude there was Tyra here? Trash Ike Diyoda, the Ischazak Tyra, by Shuk. Does anybody know there's Tyra in this city, in this street? Miyamav. Shtohoye Beisak Kvaras Gomav Lenitl of Noisei. There wasn't the real Beisak Kvaras there, they just didn't clean it up. So yes, way before, does anybody remember which place was Torah? Is Omalai Husab, an old person told him, yes. Khan Kitzaitz Ben Zaka Turmasi Truma. I know one place here that Ben Zaka used to take their Trumasi type of seeds of Truma. Rashi Khan Kitzaitz Ben Zakoi, She Shoslon the Okra and the Achigdulun. After it grew, he cut it off. Turmasi Truma had Srichos Lashon Batira. Something that had a Tushas Truma on it, that you're supposed to watch it Batira. So with a Talmud taking place, you couldn't bring it there. But Gam Hu Ha Yikon, he was also occurring. The minute of the Purim. Yeah. Zoti Gemara. Is Ovar Iyo Nami Ha, he also did like this. So Rashi learns Ovar Iyo Nami Ha Ya Makat Seitz, he also cut down this Turmusin, this Paris. Or Mashlich and Shom, and he threw it there. And Nase happened with Tzaf HaMeis B'Mokamu. And the mace like floated up at that place. Shom Vitzayin, and they made it see him there. L'Mokam HaKevah is no there the Kevah is. Hachavar V'Sikta. This is where the Psikta learns. Bakol Poron, the Gemara says, the mace was called Heichod Evikashi. Any ground was very hard. Tiyarei. He said it's Tor. Because Mestom, if they would have buried the mace there, the ground would be a little bit soft. Since the ground was very hard, he named on that Zichat Tor. But Chalecha, they have roughly any place ground that was soft. Signing, he thought maybe there would be a mace, and he made it see in there, tell people this it's Tommy. So the kids, he fixed up the street to know exactly where the tire, where it's Tommy and where it's Tom. His Omer who saw, but there was an old person with him, and he said, Tiyar ben Yechoy Beisak Voros, like Sal spoke bad about Barashim ben Yechoy, instead you should know he's Matar Beisak Voros, like he's doing something wrong. And the Shimon Chai got angry. Omalei. Ilmalei lohi yisimonu. If you wouldn't have been with me, the afil lohi yisimonu, even if you would have been with me, ulanim nisimonu, you didn't agree with me at the time, yofa taime, then maybe you could say I didn't do right. Of achshav she yisimonu, you gufu was with me before. Venim nisimonu, like you are masking to me, the way I'm being retired that it's right. Is yomru, is it nice what you're doing? People say, zoynas mefarchso zu azu. That even Zoynas act nice to one another. Tamilichom Nakoshkein, Avarachimichom have to act nice to one another. So how can you say such not nice things? Now you're saying that I'm being Matar Besek Voros. Is Yoy Ve'enai, Rabshim Menichol, I gave Menai in horror, looked at him, Venach Navshay, Nach Mazdad alone, he died. So the more Nochamaisa was, Noch of the Shukah, then Rabshim Menichol went out to the streets. Chazi, he met up now, he saw now Yehuda Ben Gerim. He saw this original man, the Amish, that was the whole Maisa started from. That the Yehudi Beloi said nice about the Romans, and the Shimon Nechoi said bad about the Romans, and the Yehudi Ben Gerim that was there told it over to his parents that got to the Malchus. So because Yehudi Ben Gerim, that the Shimon Nechoi got the Gezer to be killed, and that's why he had to run away. So now Shimon Nechoi met up with him. Omar, and he said, he's still alive in this world. His Nosem Beinu, and Shimon Nechoi also gave him like an Ein Hara, but he also Gal Shalat Somas, and he turned in to a Gal Shalat Somas. A mountain like of bones. Now, as also he got Misa. A Gadesh burnt him up. Rashi says, "Yisti b'maimer v'nimnis has come to that he also maskin to what we said." Lias min aminim. The fachzu azu esh shar chavrot to lias. No, they say also nice things about the other people. Galat Thomas kemeish nikol makes the door got rotten away. B'sar v'nafol mizman harbi. Yeah, home by the Mishnah Daf Lama Dalit. The Mishnah Gimel Dvorim Sorech Odom Loima Betoich Beisoi Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. There are three things you have to speak out in your house, like yes, your wife. Erev Shabbos means right before Shkia, before Lichtzindi. Esartem, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Maisers? Hey, Zamol and Eretz Yisrael, before you can eat your Tfuah and Peiros, you have to take off Trumas and Maisers. And it's also to do it on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you have to ask your wife, did you take off Trumas and Maisers? A Ravtem, do you make an Eruv? Either Erev Chatzeros or else Erev Tachumim. If you want to walk outside the city on Shabbos, you have to make an Erev beforehand. So you have to ask your wife, did you put the Erev there? Hedliku was Haner. And this Savad, you don't have to ask your wife, because this she can see if she lit or not. So if she didn't light yet, you have to tell her nicely, it's time to light an Erev. So Drashi, Imcha Sheikha, Shim Yamayil has Kirim Baba Yoimit. You can tell your wife in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, Yifsha, she'll forget. She'll be pashesh. I have plenty of time to do it. There's no rush to do it now, and later she'll forget. Therefore, you're supposed to tell your wife, like right before Shkia. A Sartim's Rashi, Peris Ilum, the fruits of the trees. Lesud Shabbos, what you want to eat for Shabbos. Shafa Achilas Arai, Shal Shabbos Kevas Lemaisa. But usually, Locha, that a pear, if you eat something Arai, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisus. It's only if you eat it Lekfa. But Arai, you don't have to. Mashenkin, what you eat on Shabbos, since Sude Shabbos, only Shabbos, it's Koveya, even eat it Arai, just take a snack. So therefore you can't have a snack before you take off Trumas and Maisus. So you have to ask your wife before, and did you take off the Trumas and Maisus? Could the Armina Masech the Beitza? The Shabbos Einig Yikri, Shabbos is called an Einig. Mikol Shehu, a heavy Einig. Any little bit you eat on Shabbos is a Chelik of Einig Shabbos, and it's Kevas L'maisa. You have to take off Trumas and Maisus. Eravtam, next Shalus Rashi, Rufi Tchumim. Or else bechatzeres. Either you want to take a ruve chatzeres, you want to walk outside of tchumim Shabbos, you have to put a pas there. Or else the chatzeres. V'hani trei shaych lememrinu b'loshin shela. Hey, the first two you have to ask your wife: did you do the erev or did she do the trumas and maisers? The shem mekvar also. Maybe they did it already. Avu b'ner l'shaych had l'kosum. The dover hanir lainu. It's not shaych to ask her: did she light or not? Like you can see, did she light the candles or not? So in the sense she didn't light the candles means you have to remind her, it's right before Shkia now, please go and light the candles. So the Mishnah Sofik HaSheicha, Sofik Ein HaSheicha. This portion means Bein HaShmoshes, it already became after Shkia, and you have a Sofik, is it called Laila, is it Mama Shabbos, or it's not Shabbos yet, is Ein Maisur Nesavadi. If you have Vadai Tevel, that's for sure you didn't take off Trumas and Maisus, Midirabonin, it's also to take off Trumas and Maisus on Shabbos. And even Bein HaShmoshes, this time of the Mishnah holds, the Rabbonim made Xeris even Bein HaShmoshes. And I feel you doing the Dvar Mitzvah, like you want to eat this food on Shabbat, to Mikayim Mernik Shabbos, still there were Geizer Shvus Bein HaShmoshes. If you bought new Kalim, and Allah you're not supposed to use them before you tovel them in the Kalim, so you can't be tovel these Kalim on Shabbos. That's also a Xeris the Rabbonim. It's meant like you'd be Misak in the Kalim. This is Chita. Hey, it's a Sofik HaSheikha, it's a Sofik. If it's Shabbos or not, you can't do an Issa D'Raisa. You can't go to light candles now. If it's a Sofik, maybe it's Shabbos already. Trashi Sofik HaSheikha. Kagoyim Ben HaShmoshes. This is the normal case of Ben HaShmoshes. Ain't Maisra Nesavadi. You can't take off Trumas and Maisras from Vadi Tevel. The Tikkun Malyu. This is called the Tikkun, like you'd be Misakin, you're fixing the Eichel. Afagad the Shrus B'Yalmi, even though it's only an Issa the Rabbonin, there's no Issa in the right to take off Trumas and Maisus. The Rabbonin will go there, of course, it looks like you'd be Misakin the Kli. Kisover, they hold, Gozu, this Tana holds, Gozu ala Shrus af Abena Shmoshes. Even though I think this Rebbe, there's a sheet that later holds Bena Shmoshes, they didn't make the Xeris from the Rabbonin. Our Tana holds, no, they made the Xeris even Bena Shmoshes, even though it's only an Issa the Rabbonin. It's also an Issa Rabbonin. It looks like you're being misakin the Kli, you can't be Toivel Kalim on Shabbos. This is a Vadi, you can't light the Neris on Shabbos. It says this, and for sure, not the other one. I mean, if it says the first ones you can't do, for sure you can't do this, light candles, that's an Issa D'Raisa. So at the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, Avo Maisra Nesat Demai. If you have Sufik Teiris that you bought from an Amoritz, so Allah is with the Rabboni, you're supposed to take off Trumas and Maisris, this you're allowed to do even Ben Hashmoshes. It's like a Sveik Sveika. Trashi Abu Maisin Es Adumai, the Leidomi Le Mesakin, it's not really Daima like the Ramas being Mesakin fixing these Teiris. The Roiv Amoritz Maisin Hing, because Midi Raisa, Roiv Winamon, they did take off Trumas and Maisris. So it's only Midirabonin, and we had before, it's only Chumra Midirabonin, so this Chumra they didn't put Ben Hashmoshes. Uma Arvin, who are then you allowed to make an Eruv, Ben Hashmoshes? So Drashi Eruv, over Gemara Porot, Gemara's in Estakash Asum. It's a steer in the Mishnah alone. Here we're saying now, Uma Arvin, you can make an Eruv, Ben Hashmoshes. That means a Sophic Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Eruv. Drashi Yotanan Liel, in the beginning of the Mishnah said, Im Chashech Eravtin, you have to ask your wife before Shkia, did you make an Eruv? Mekamed lehevi sofik, mashmi after esta, before it becomes ben hashmoshes. Mashmi becomes ben hashmoshes, you can't make an eruv. And here the Mishnah at the end says, O Marvin, you can make an eruv, even ben hashmoshes. Vaita v'toimne nesachamin. You're allowed to make hatzmona. Means if you have a hot pot, a hot soup, Amol didn't like to leave the fire on, so right before Shabbos you would take the hot soup off the fire and put it into a toimin, you put into like shmatis all around it. You'll cover it up with towels to keep the heat inside it. So that's also to do on Shabbos, but Ben Hashmoshes is mutter. The time the Mesacham is allowed to be time and hide it or cover it up on Ben Hashmoshes. Shrashi, the time the Mesacham is nice in the kupa shel muchin. You can put into the whole kupa full of this, like muchin means prepared shmatis. Liyos choymem mishtame behen. That the heat will keep inside the pot. It'll have something around it to preserve the heat inside it. Abu Mishach Hashaycha, when it comes Shabbos, Vadai, ain't time in the Ben Gatrosh B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain why the Medik Zerah, you can't be timing on Shabbos itself. But Ben Hashmoshes, it's only a Sofik if it's Shabbos or not. Here the Rabbanan didn't make the Zerah to make Hatmon. You're allowed to make Hatmon of Ben Hashmoshes. So the Gemara, Minohani Mili, that there's such an Indian to ask your wife before Shabbos that you do these three things. Am Yabishur Ben Levi, Yom Akro, the Postik says, V'yodata ki Shalom Oholecha, you should know that there's Shalom in your house. And you should look about into your house. To check over novecha your house. That's pshat. You're supposed to check out your house, make sure no chet will be there. So that's a svar. Before Shabbos, you have to make sure they did all the things that you have to do before Shabbos. Omar Rabba Bara Funa Afagab Yomer Rabbonin Shloisha Dvorim Tzadok Odom Leimar. The Mishnah says you have to say these three things. You have to ask your wife. He's mechadish dot sorof lememrino benichusa. When you ask your wife, you have to ask it nicely. You have to benichusa nicely. Don't yell and don't say too stark. They won't listen. The way to get them to listen is benichusa. Ask them nicely. So the marki heichad lekablimu minei. That's the way they'll be mekablet from you. So the whole purpose of asking them is that they should be mekablet from you. This is the yetzer. This is the yetzer. Omer Rav Ashi zokav Ashi ano loishmili hod rabba barafuna. I didn't hear this chiddush from Rav Avarafuna that Chan the Mishnah is supposed to say it in Yehusa, or Bezot Ravashi, V'kiyamti Misvara. I was Makami Misvara, my own Das told me that. That since this Indian is to tell your wife that she should listen to you, the way you get her to listen to you is by saying it nicely. So the Gemara, Hogufa Kasha, I have a stira now in the Mishnah. Or Marta, the beginning of the Mishnah says, Shloisha Devorim Tzorach Odom Loim Abatech Beis Eir Shabbos Nim Chashecha. It's a diak im chashecha. You have to ask your wife, did you make an eruv before Shabbos? It's before Shkiyah. Im chashecha means right before Shkiyah. It's mashmin, that's when you can make an eruv. Or besofik chashecha, sofik in the chashecha, once it came after Shkiyah ready, that's a sofik if it's Shabbos or not, loy, then there's no more eitzi. You don't have to ask your wife anymore. It's too late. She can't make an eruv anymore. The ton at the end of the Mishnah says, sofik chashecha, sofik in the chashecha, afilu you have a sofik now ben hashmoshes. It's already after the Shkia. You have a Sofik. Did you have a Sofik Shabbos or not? Marv, the Mishnah says you could make an Erev. So it's a steer in the Mishnah. You're allowed to make an Erev, Ben Hashmoshes. So you're not allowed to make the Erev, Ben Hashmoshes. That's the steer. So we'll still come to the Teretz soon. So Trashi, Im Chashecha means the boy join when it's still daytime. Ho, there's still time before Shkia to make Truma Samaisis and to make an Erev. So it's a stira. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, Sofek HaShecha, it's awesome. It's mutter. Sofek HaShecha, you are allowed to. So the more simim begufiya zimra tipora bechavola demilsa. So let's see. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, lekasha. I can yash the stira like this. Kan beruve tchumim, kan beruve chatzeris. There are two different types of eruvim you want to make Erev Shabbos. One's called the eruv tchumim, That's a more chomedic erev that's in a smachta for an apostik, and it's Rabbi Kiva sheet in erev, and it says even with the raisa that you're not allowed to walk outside our payim amma, outside your city on Shabbos. If you want to walk more than our payim amma out of your city, the etzri is before Shabbos. You have to put a pas there. You make an erev tachumin, and it's as if that's your place you're living there, and from that place you go another payim amma. That's called the Ruba Techumen. And that's only mutter to do Kodim Shabbos, before Ben HaShemoshes. But once it comes Ben HaShemoshes, that's also. Can the Sefer, the Mishnah that says it's mutter, filo Ben HaShemoshes, be Ruba Chatzeris. Ruba Chatzeris means you already have a pure Rishus HaYochid. You have four walls there, just you have two people living there. So Rabban Amen, Ksav Gzeru, if you carry from your house to your neighbor's house, it looks like you may carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabban. So Rabban Amen, Gzeru, don't carry there, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. That's not such a chomedik yisar. There's no asmachta from the posik. It's only istam gzeirah with the rabbonin. So in this gzeirah, the rabbonin will make them ben hashmoshes. That's a teretz astira. Teretz astira. So Rashi, beru v'tchumim tikin malia. That's called a real good tikin you have to do. Why? The asamchu rabbonin tchum akroy. There's some mandiyom is an asmachta. You have a posik for it. The afil l'man diyamet chum the rabbon. Afil l'man diyamet says no. It's 100% only mid rabbon. No asmachta is k'der mina b'ervin. Abi yafina mokem mi mokem or mokem anisat. More on Ervin Gefort learns that for some asmachtas. So Gefort that has a chomedik inyan erubet chumim, like you're going out of your mokem, you're like curating a new mokem, that you have to do before Shabbos. Ah, v'le rubi chatzeros chum mi b'almu. As Midrash, there's nothing wrong. Eruv b'chatzeres means you have four walls all around you. You just want to carry from your house to your friend neighbor's house. It's only churma b'yalma. But le'mikri shvisa mal yisod. It's not called a real good shvisa. You have to create something new here. Or sveika, the ben hashmosh is shapet dami. Therefore, on this eruv b'chatzeres, Rabban will make home, even ben hashmosh, you could make an eruv b'chatzeres. Right. V'yama rovah z'grovah noch achidish. Omru lo'i shnaim. If two people told one person, save Arav Olenu, go make an error for us. So the Machlok is showing him what type of an error we're talking about. Rashi learns we're talking about even the chomatic error of a Ruvet Chumen. Hey, two people told one Ruvain, made him a shliach, go make an Ruvet Chumen for both of us. Hey, both these people wanted to walk outside the city on Shabbos Apayim Amma, so they both gave a piece of bread to this Ruvain and told Ruvain, put the bread at the end of the Apayim Amma. Is li'achet li'echad iruv olav v'vajoyim. Now Reuven went, and one of these pieces of bread he taka put there before Shabbos. Oli echad for the other person, iruv olav ben hashmoshes. He first put the bread down ben hashmoshes. He didn't make the eruv the way he's supposed to before Shkia. He put the eruv down after Shkia. So halacha is like this. The ma'aseh was like this. Zesh iruv olav v'vajoyim. The one that Reuven put the bread down for the person v'vajoyim before Shabbos on Friday afternoon, the way you're supposed to. What happened with that piece of bread? Nechal Reuven ben Hashmoshes. Echveis, the dog came and ate up the bread ben Hashmoshes. And the lacher is when you make Erev Tchumim, avi at the beginning of Shabbos, your bread is in that place. You call a shvisa. Even after Shabbos starts, if somebody eats it up or a dog takes it away, don't make a difference. About the beginning of Shabbos, your kaina, your shvisa, where the bread is, the Erev is chal. Now here the case was, Bein HaShemoshes, the dog came and ate up the bread. So it's a suffix, is this called Shabbos is here yet or not? If it's called Shabbos is here, so I don't care if the dog ate it up. At the beginning of Shabbos, your bread was here, the Erev would be chal. So you have a suffix, Bein HaShemoshes, is it good or not? So it will soon say, he says it's kosher. So what the Maaseh was, Zesh Yiruv Olav V'Vajoyim, the person that he put the Erev down for Friday the way he's supposed to, is the Maaseh happened was Nechel Ruvi Ben HaShemoshes. A dog came and ate up his Erev Ben HaShemoshes. Zesh Yiruv Olav Ben HaShemoshes. Now the other person, Ruvain, first put his bread down for him, Ben HaShemoshes. That's when he first made the Erev Tchumah for him. And what happened? Nechel Ruvi Meshach HaShecha. A dog came and ate up his bread first later, after it was Vadi Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Zotrova Shnehem Kone Eruv. Both of them have a good Eruv. Both of them have a hetan now to walk up Hayim Amma on Shabbos. Fred Gemara says, Tira Monoshach. How could that be both as good? Monoshach. What is the din of Ben HaShemoshes? If the Shkia Tulub comes Vade Laila, what din does that have? E Ben HaShemoshes Yumamhu. If you're going to tell me Shkia, if the Shkia until Vade Laila has a din of Yoim, so that's why you're allowed to put the Eruv. You can make an Eruv then. Or Bezoi, it's good Basra Likna. It's good why the second person is kain his Erev. Because even though the person first put the Erev down after Shkia Ben HaShemoshes, who was saying Ben HaShemoshes is still called Yoim, When did the dog eat up the Erev? After it became Vada Laila. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was there. It's good, well, here's Erev is Chal. Or the Kama, the first person, a Lifni. The first person shouldn't be kind his Erev. The first person, he put the Erev down, Takim Aboy Join, before Shabbos, but the dog came and ate up the bread, Ben Ashmashas. So if you're telling me now, Ben Ashmashas is called Yoim, come to say the dog ate up the bread before Shabbos even came about. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there was no Erev of yours, Alpayim Mama, you can't be crying the Shvis outside. So how could you say both people are crying the Shvis at the Stira? Is Ben Ashmashas your mom or not? Ella, my wife, Ben Ashmashas, Lila, did you want to tell me no? As soon as it becomes Lila, right away, as soon as it becomes Shkia, like Ben Ashmashas, we say it has a din Lila right away. Of Zoy, then Faker, Tokama Likni. It's good why the first person's Erev is a good Erev. Because since he put the Erev there before Shkia, so the Erev was put down at the right time, and at the beginning of Shkia, that's the beginning of Shabbos, that's called Lilo, the Erev was still there, and the dog first ate it up, Ben Ashmashas. So it's good why his Erev is good. Of a Basra, the Likni. Of Zoy, the Basra, the second one shouldn't be Chal. Why? Because he first put his Erev down, Ben Ashmashas. If you're telling me now Ben Ashmashas is called Lila ready, it's too late to put an Erev. You have to put the Erev down the Oidyoin. Before Shabbos, you have to put the Erev down. You can't put the Erev down on Shabbos. So if you're telling me now after Shkia, Ben Ashmashas is already called Lila, it's too late to put the Erev down. So who are these two psukim a Rav Astiro? How could both people here be Yoitza the Erev Tchumim? Monashach. Is Ben Ashmashas Yoim or is Ben Ashmashas Lila? And the Gemara Enechanami, Ben Ashmashas Sveku. B'yemisin after Shkia until Seis Kechovim is called a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if that's called Yoim still, or is it called Lila ready? Or Sveikin Rabbanim Lekula. If out here we're talking about an Erev Tchumim, which is only an Issad Rabbanim to walk outside the city of Payimama, so Suffolk Rabbanim, the Rabbanim went Lekula both ways. See if you put your Erev down before Shkia, and then the door came and ate it, Ben Ashmashas, we now on Lekula, Ben Ashmashas is already called Shabbos. And the Erev was Chal, you're allowed to eat, allowed to walk there. For the second person that first put the Erev down, Ben Ashmashas, we say no, Ben Ashmashas is still called Yoim. So mainly he put his Erev down before Shabbos. Then it came Chashaych, his Erev is Chal, he has a good Erev. So Maila, we go to Kula both ways. Here's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Obviously, Taiz asked the Stira from the Gemara before. The Gemara before, we just asked the Stira to the Reisha to say for the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is Mashmo, you can't make an Erev, Ben Ashmashas. You can only make an Erev at the beginning, Mevoy Joim. At the end, the Mishnah says you can even make an Erev, Ben Ashmashas. So what was the Gemara's Taiz before? Kan Beru B'Tchumim, Kan Beru B'Chatzeris. That Eruv Tchumim, you can't make Ben Ashmashas. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Eruv Tchumim, Rashi says, is a Chomadika Eruv, that since as a smachta from the Posik, you can't do that Ben Ashmashas. So it's a stira. If the beginning of the Mishnah says Eruv Tchumim cannot be done Ben Ashmashas, you're going to do it by Joim. So I could hear what Rashi learns, our Gemara is talking about Eruv Tchumim, and say no. Even for Eruv Tchumim, still we go to Kula. And we say Ben Ashmashas, you go to Kula and say it's still called Joim, it's still called Laila. The Chutz Astira to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the beginning, that a Ruv B'Tchum, he can't do Ben Ashmashas. And here we're saying, even a Ruv B'Tchum can also be Chal Ben Ashmashas. So Tosfos says, what you have to say according to Rashi is, the Gemara here means here, B'Dievit. Avadim Mitzchila, the Mishnah says, a Ruv B'Tchum should only be put down before Ben Ashmashas. Once it comes Ben Ashmashas, Mitzchila, you should not make an Erev Tchum anymore. Mashaykin, if you want to, a Ruv B'Chatzeris you could make. That's Pshat to say for the Mishnah. If you want to make a Ruv Chatzeris the Chetchila, you're allowed to do it, Ben Ashmashas. Mashaik in the Chetchila, you can't make a Ruv Tchumim. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Here the Gemara is saying, B'diyevit, Lo Yitzui is somebody already put down his Erev. What can he do now? Ben Ashmashas is the Erev Chal or not? It's a Chiddush here, yes. B'diyevit, we also say, you're allowed to go Lekula both ways. That's the way Tosfos Miyashav according to Rashi's Pshat. But Toys doesn't like Rashi's Pshat so much, therefore Toys learns our Gemara is also Avada on Tom Eruv Chatzeris. It's not talking about Eruv Tchumin, Avada for Eruv Tchum, how Toys is even the Yevid, the Erev won't be Chal. Now our Gemara is also talking about Eruv Chatzeris. Eruv Chatzeris then is good, like the end of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Bein HaShemashas, you're allowed to make Eruv Chatzeris. Because since it's only a Chumim, the Rabbanan will make Bein HaShemashas, has a Din Yoim and a Din Laila, and it can go both ways, the Kula. Let's see Rashi inside. Trashi, Ben Ashmashas, Kohen Erev, Shul Tchilas Tushas Hayoyim. That's the beginning of Shabbos. Nechal sh'ochlo kelev ayodim. Either kelev ate up the bread or a person. She'irav olavim bajoyim. Haniach eruvah l'sayfat chuma bajoyim. One person put down the bread before shkiyah. V'loy hispik l'hashich mamish, and the bread didn't stay until the mamish became lailo. Hachinecha ben hashmoshes. A dog came and ate it up even ben hashmoshes. It is aloche shneim konu eruv. Lagav v'hai shenecha ben hashmoshes. They get to the person that his bread was eaten up ben hashmoshes. Misharvin le'lailo. We say as soon as it came shkiyah, it's called lailo, it's called Shabbos. The Yarmina, we say, Kfar kiddush hayom mib'oid ha'erev kayim. At the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Shkia, we say the Erev was still there. That's when the Dusha Shabbos starts. So the Erev was chal. The Kona Erev. The Lacha Kareb Yosef, Pasmal Kareb Yosef, Yom Abiyarevin, Sofik Erev Kosha. Hafilo Yav a Sofik Erev, he could go l'kula. This is Rashi Shitli, Pasmal Kareb Yosef, even by Ruvay Tchumim, still he go l'kula. The second person that he first put down the bread for him, and the bread stood there until Vade Lailon, Misharvin for him, Ben Ashmosh Shimama. For him, we go to Kul and say no. If the Shkia Ben Ashmosh is still called Yoim, when you first put down the bread, it wasn't too late, it wasn't Shabbos yet. So when the Shabbos first started, this sad, when it comes chashecha, your piece of bread was there ready, so male the Arab could be chal. Is the kashem on a shoch? What is ben hashmoshes? Is it yom or is it laila? Basu likni zeshu nechol ben hashmoshes. Kamal likni sharei nechol by yoim. If you tell them ben hashmoshes called yoim, so why is the first one chal? Hocha gassin len Rashi. Sveik ad rabboni kloima. Ho milsa de mesafkulon. I ben hashmoshes yomom or laila. That we have a sofik, if the shkia, what din does it have? Is it called Yom Alaylon? The milsa the rabbonin, something that gave to a mitzvah the rabbonin, Israelon. What's negated to Ruvit Chumim, the Rabbon, is negated to it's only the Rabbon in Ruvit Chumim, the whole Svek Rabbon in the Kula. And all Svek the Rabbon, you go to Kula. So this is the way Tosfos and Miyashi, the steer with Rashi. But how could Rashi and our Gemara saying here, Suffer the Rabbon and Ruvit Chumim, go to Kula? The Gemara just before answered the steer with the Mishnah, the Rashi of the Mishnah says you're going to make an error of Miboyd Yoim and not Ben Ashmoshes. You say Ben Ashmoshes, you can't make an error of Chumim. As Alkem here, Rashi saying now you couldn't make an Erev Tchumim Ben Ashmoshes. That's why it's terrorist that the Mishnah is talking about Metchila. L'chatchila you can't make an Erev Tchumim Boy Joim. When it comes Sofik Hashaycha Ben Ashmoshes, Metchila you can't put the Erev Tchumim down. Only Erev Chatzera is allowed to do Metchila Ben Ashmoshes. Mashaykh, and here the Gemara is talking about B'di'evit, the person already put down the Erev, B'di'evit he put down the Erev, then we say it could be Chal. B'di'evit is good. Right. Something more right. V'yomar Rova. What's wrong with even on Shabbos, you have a hot pot. You just took off the fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wrap it around with towels. You're not allowed to make hot tumon on Shabbos. What's wrong? You're not doing any malocha. You're not doing with something that's moisef hevel. Just with a regular towel. How come you can't wrap around a pot on Shabbos with a towel? Hey, ma omru ain toimnin, you can't wrap around the dovish ain moisef hevel with a plain towel. That's not going to make the pot hotter. It's only going to contain the heat inside it. Mishachashecha. There it says, gzera shem yasiach. We're geyser that if you're, what's your purpose in doing this? You want the heat to stay inside the pot. So sometimes the pot will cool off and you'll be very disappointed. So what are you going to do? You put it back on the fire, you start cooking again. So Xeri shouldn't come to cook up the pot again. The medic Xeri don't make hatmona. Don't wrap it around with towels on Shabbos. Because if you das it to wrap it around to keep the heat, we're afraid sometimes you'll be disappointed and you go and light it up and start cooking mitchila. How come the locher is before Shabbos? Or the Mishnah says, Ben HaShemoshes even, you're allowed to take the pot off the fire and wrap it around with towels, Ben HaShemoshes. That you're allowed to. Here's the Kash Rift is a Gzeirot. By wrapping around with towels, you're going to come Mamash to cook on Shabbos. So such a Gzeirot, they should even make Ben HaShemoshes. That's a real good Gzeirot. It's a Gzeirot, you're going to come to cook on Shabbos. So even Ben HaShemoshes, it should be also to wrap around with towels. The Teretz is Poshid, Omalei, Stam Kederis Rois Chesheim. Ben HaShemoshes, it means right before Shabbos, that's when you cook up your cholent, you cook up the soup. Your soup. So when you take the pot off the fire right before Shabbos, Avada, then the pot is hot. So if you want to be moistet, if you want to wrap it around to make katmona, then there's no zeri you're going to find out that the soup is going to be cold and you come to heat it up again. Because usually ben hashmosh is the time you just took it off the oven. So after the soup is still hot, you're just wrapping it around now that it should stay hot for another hour till you come home from shul. But here there's no gzeira you're going to come to cook it up again. When is the gzeira? Later at night. Later at night you took the pot off the oven before shkia. So now it's a few hours later. Now if you can start to wrap it up around, you see your purpose is you want to mamash make it hot again or keep the heat. So then we're afraid it's taken not so hot anymore. It's a few hours off the oven. Maybe you come to heat it up again. Therefore, Ben Hashemosh, there's no gzeira, but on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap something around the towels. So the Mara heard Rashi. Hokeh Sinama Rova.